In South Florida, Broward, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties entered into the Southeast Florida Regional Climate Compact so that they would agree to work together and collaborate on issues around climate change, and particularly issues like sea level rise. So I actually had some involvement in the inception of that. And as someone who lives on the West Coast, I've wanted to see something happen here. And we're starting to see some activity around that and some traction. Janet Long, the chair of the Pinellas County Commission, brought up to her fellow commissioners right after Hurricane Irma about exploring that, and she's providing leadership there. The city of Tampa in very late November held a workshop. Councilman Harry Cohen took the lead on that, and it was a workshop, and Tom Snelling from Mayor Buckhorn's office was there, and they were looking at plans related to transportation, what the Regional Planning Council was doing, and some other activities that look at adapting to climate impacts. And then part of that conversation was about participating in a climate compact over here on the West Coast. So there is a discussion. The Barrier Islands Governmental Council has also had a presentation on that, and there's interest over there in the beaches. Our Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council has actually done some tremendous work already, as has Pinellas County, with vulnerability mapping. And they looked at the potential economic impact to our area with more continuous flooding and the kinds of extreme weather events that we can expect. And it was up to about $162 billion in economic impact. So we have a lot of the line with sea level rise. Sea Grant has pulled together a Tampa Bay Science Advisory Panel, and they're estimating almost 3 inches of sea level rise. So we need to be paying attention to adapting to the climate impacts that are in the pipeline. And then we also need to mitigate against making the problem worse. So if we're in for 3 inches, let's not make it, 6 inches. So we need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions in a significant way. So it's very exciting that there is some traction around a conversation about a West Coast Climate Compact. Already in Manatee and Sarasota counties, they have a climate council. They are looking to join forces. The Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council is well positioned to take a lead role in gathering people together. And we're seeing a lot of activity actually in cities. The city of St. Petersburg has committed to going 100% renewable, and they're doing a whole number of things, both in the adaptation sort of column as well as in the mitigation. So we have a challenge ahead. And on an issue like global climate change causing sea level rise, what we've seen up to this point has really been mountain glacier melt and thermal expansion from the heat. But we're turning a corner into what I consider really the great unknown, because the Arctic is melting, like a slushy, in your car on a hot summer day. And we're also seeing the permafrost starting to thaw. And with the permafrost, you're going to get the release of methane, which is even more potent. So we need to get out ahead of this problem. I'm optimistic that we can adapt to the impacts that we're already going to see, and then we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions so we don't make it worse.